We try to, you know, discuss another aspect of Rosh Chodesh. You know, it's a short slot, but each time we cover one different aspect of Rosh Chodesh, so eventually we'll get, you know, so many different ways of understanding Rosh Chodesh, and we try to connect it with the upcoming month. Okay, so if for those of you who were here, you'll remember that we discussed, I don't remember which month, but we discussed the idea that Rosh Chodesh is a uniquely associated with women. It's something that's connected to women, and we discussed, we already saw the source before in source one, where the Torah, you know, he says that there's this minhag for women to refrain from certain types of work, and he explains, he brings the Pirkei de Rabbi Eliezer, and he says, why is it that they were given this holiday of Rosh Chodesh? And he says, lefi shelo ratzu nashim litein nizmehin lebaleihen, because the women didn't want to give to their husbands their jewelry, the masay ego for chayda ego. And therefore, Hashem gave them a reward that what? That they would have Rosh Chodesh be, obviously it's for men also, but it's, they keep it more is what he says. Okay, so we talked about in the past, we said, okay, very nice, they got a reward that they had Rosh Chodesh, but why dafka Rosh Chodesh? What does Rosh Chodesh have to do with anything? Why did they get that reward? So we brought a few different answers, I think. We talked about, anyone remember? I'm trying to remember. I think we talked about the idea of having faith right in the dark. We talked about different ideas. But the Or Zeruah brings a completely different answer in source number two. He starts out, he quotes the same Pirkei de Rabbi Eliezer. And if you skip down to the third line, it says, V'atid lavo HaKadosh Baruch Hu mechadesh otan kein Rosh Chodesh. He says that the reward really was that the fact that women will have the ability to be mechadesh themselves, to renew themselves. Tidalecha shevachol chodesh vechodesh, you should know that every single month, ha'isha mitchadeshet v'tovelet v'chozeret lebala. Every month, right, a woman has her inner cycle, her menstrual cycle, which enables her every month to kind of renew herself, refresh herself, and she goes back to her husband, v'hi chaviva alav ki yom ha'chupa, and the couple now reunites, and they refresh their marriage. It's as if it is their wedding night over again. Just like the month renews itself every single month. It also has a cycle. It renews itself. Everybody is waiting to see it. I don't know how many of you wait to see the moon, but the idea that the moon refreshes itself every single month and that women are able to refresh themselves, renew themselves every single month as well. He goes on, he says, Klamar v'lakach havi Rosh Chodesh yom tov shel nashim. And therefore, Rosh Chodesh is the holiday of the women. And he says it's all based on the idea of a cycle. And if you think about it, the cycle, a woman's cycle and the moon cycle are very similar. What's similar about them? Think about the length, right? They're both about 30 days, right? And the moon, you know that 2 weeks before Rosh Chodesh is when the moon is full. And then 2 weeks later is Rosh Chodesh. And same to the woman, she has her period. And 2 weeks later, that's when she ovulates. That's when she returns back to her husband. So there's something very parallel between the moon and the woman's cycle. How does this happen? How is it that all of a sudden their marriage is refreshed? What happens? She jumps into the mikvah and now everything's different? No, what is it? What's it all about? It's that two-week period of preparation, right? It's the separation, it's the counting, it's the checking, it's the waiting, right? All of that leads up to the point where now it's the mikvah night, and there's this new excitement. And I think you can say, I didn't see this anywhere, but I think you can say, I think it's true, that it's not only that physical preparation, but there really should be a parallel internal preparation, right? That as she's doing her bedikot, she's checking, physically, she's checking, she can also be checking inside, right? How can she work on her marriage? What could she do to make her marriage even better? She can check herself. You know, were we fighting too much? Was I a little bit more too, picky about things? Was it, you know, she can be checking herself and preparing herself to renew that marriage. So it's not only about that 1 minute dunk into the mikvah, but about that entire preparation period. No pun intended. I'm actually a Yoetzet Halacha, so I'm kind of putting on my Yoetzet hat here. But now, interestingly, okay, so what the Torah actually commands, right, in source number three, first of all, this is not just found in Rosh Chodesh, but actually in the Gemara itself, it says in source three, Mipnei ma'amra Torah nida l'shiva. Why do we have this whole concept of Tarat Mishpacha? Tehei Tmeya Shivat Yamim, Kedei Shetiyah Chaviva Abaala Keshat Knesata L'Chupa. This is one of the ideas that's actually brought down in the Gemara for why we have the whole concept of Tarat Mishpacha in order to be able to refresh the marriage, to have this cycle every single month. And Rav Shmuel Vazner in Source 4, who has a very famous book on Nida, the Shevet HaLevi, he goes on and he says, right, a woman gets used to this idea of having a cycle. She has Yimei Yirida V'Aliyah, ups and downs, Yimei Hitrachut V'Yimei Hitrachut, farther or nearer, renewing, just like, and he quotes it right here, Shekol Chodesh HaYisha Mitchadeshet V'Tovel K'Shem Shalavana Mitchadeshet, just like the moon. Shekidush HaLavana Hu Inyan Simchat Nisuin. Right, he says that when we are Mechadesh the month, right, when we bring in Rosh Chodesh, it's like a marriage, right? It's like a wedding again. And he goes on to say that, therefore, just the last line, V'alkein halachot eila heim yisod ha-yisodot v'amud ha-gadol asher kol Beit Yisrael nishan aleihem v'koveya miyad v'lodorot. Therefore, these halachot of Tarat Mishpacha are really the foundation of every Jewish home for generations. Okay, so now, we said, how does this happen? Right? It's not just about dunking, it's about the preparation. What does the Torah tell us that she needs to do? Look in Source 3. Right, it says, V'safra la shivat yamim v'achar titar. She needs to count. Right, she has the shivat nikiyim, the 7 clean days that she needs to count. Where else do we have a similar language to V'safra la? Thank you. Sfirata Omer. U'spartam lachem. And that is why I decided to bring this here, okay? So, in source number 6, U'spartam lachem mimacharat ha-shabbat, sheva shabbatot, mimot tiyena, we have a command that we also need to count the 7 weeks, right? We have the woman counts 7 days, Bnei Yisrael count the 7 weeks, and the Zohar actually explains that it's not random. It's not just, it happens to be that there are 2 mitzvot counting 7, 7. No, right? The Zohar says, look in source number 7, Yisrael, kishayu b'mitzrayim, Bnei Yisrael, when they were in Egypt, hayu b'rishut acher, vayu achuzim b'tuma, they were on the 49th level of tuma. Right, they were tamei. They were very tamei. Kisha zusha yoshevet bimeha tumashala. Just like a woman who's having her period, she's also tamei. Achresha nimolu. Once Bnei Yisrael, they have a brit milah. They do the korban pesach. Nichnasu bechelek hakadosh nikra brit. They are now entered into a covenant with Hashem. Kivan shenitachzgub suba nifsaka tumamihem. As soon as they make that statement and they do the brit milah and they do the korban pesach, now they are no longer tamei. Just like a woman, right? She does her hefsek tahara, she stops bleeding, she does a hefsek tahara, she's no longer tamei. But what? She's not tahor yet, she still needs to count the 7 days. Afkan, so too, by Spirata Omer, once they enter into this breed with Hashem, they're not tamei. But what happens? Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu mikan v'lahala cheshbon l'tahara. Now you need to start counting until you get to the point of tahara at Matan Torah. Okay, so we have the 7 days for the woman, 7 days for Bnei Yisrael. Okay, now it's interesting, right? We said that the wording is very similar. We had b'safrala u'sfartam lachem, count for yourself. So the Sefer Likutei Halachot, also a Kabbalistic work over here, says, Usfartim lechem, source number 8, ki ze yadua shi'i efshar likfots bepam echad el ha-kedusha b'shlimu. You can't just jump into the kedusha. You can't just jump in, like I said before with the mikvah. You can't just jump into the mikvah and expect it to work. You have to prepare. Uma hatam v'safra la la'atma, afhacha usfartim lechem la'atzmechem. You have to count for yourself. Lechem la'atzmechem daika. It specifically says for yourselves, shekol echad tzarich lispor svirato omer. Everyone has to count the svirato omer. Let's give a couple of words. Kifi mashehu, velo yipo b'dato machmat shenidmelo. He shouldn't fall into a trap and start thinking, shechavirav b'nei gilo tovim imenu harbe. He's going to think, well, I'm not so great. What am I doing? I'm looking at all the other people my age. They've done so much more with their lives. Right? He can't fall into that trap. Skip down to the bottom. Third to last line, v'adayin hu rachok kokach v'chavirav kvar zachu l'ma shezachu. He's going to think, I'm so far away. I'm working, right? We said during Sfirat HaOmer, right? What are we working on? We're working on our midos. We're trying to bring ourselves to a point of hitchadshut with Hashem, right? Just like we are with our husband. So in order to do that, we need to prepare ourselves. We need to work on our midos, but we have to do it for ourselves on our own level. We can't think about what everyone else is doing. We have to work on where we're holding, right? So that's the Sfartim Lachem. And then, right, just like, right, as the Jewish woman attains a certain level of hitchadshut, of newness, as she enters into the mikvah, so the Jewish people bring the mincha chadasha, right? They bring a special korban on Shavuos, which symbolizes the hitchadshut in our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And according to the Gemara, right, in source number 9, Yom Chatunato Zematan Torah, right? When we come to Matan Torah, that is our wedding, so to speak, with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So every single year, right, again, we're refreshing our relationship with Hashem, we're preparing ourselves, we're working on it, we're counting, we're leading towards something, and then we refresh that relationship, we have a new excitement, a new passion for our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We see how important it is to really be passionate about everything we do, right? Not to get jaded, to get burnt out, but every month to really revitalize that relationship with our spouse, right? And also, each Shavuos to become really excited about our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And on Rosh Chodesh, we have that unique opportunity to take that message and really apply it to every single aspect of our lives, right? To appreciate really everything we have and not to just to take it for granted, right? To be re-inspired, to be excited, you know, about the fact that we live here. We live in Eretz Yisrael. Like, it was so exciting when we first came, but we kind of forget about it. Right? And we need to take a moment on Rosh Chodesh, right, to remember that, or about our families in general, our children, our extended families, to really be excited about, wow, what an amazing family I have, right? To be excited about our learning, about our davening, about our mitzvos, right? To take a moment to really renew ourselves, right? Not only on the level of Visafrala, of Hilchot Nida, and not only on the level of Usfartem Lachem, on Shavuos, with our relationship with Hashem, but really on a personal level, in every single aspect of our lives, nothing should be old and jaded. We should be able to wake up in the morning and be excited about our lives, about anything that we're doing. And how do we do that? Right? It's not that we just look at the moon and now everything's new and fresh, right? We need to take time. We need to prepare ourselves. There's not really an aspect of counting here, but the idea of really looking into ourselves internally on a personal level, not comparing ourselves to other people, but really looking inside ourselves and remembering all that we have to be excited about and bringing ourselves to that level every single month. So that is another aspect of Rosh Chodesh. We will get to the next aspect next month. Just a couple of things. So as you know, every month this learning seminar is in loving memory of Mrs. Linda Pruer-Brachveld, Marat Chaya Sasha, but Rav Yosef Hillel. I also wanted to just say, usually, you know, the structure is usually we have a lunch break, a lunch in the middle. It's not a break. Our brunch. We have brunch, and usually it's during a slot when someone's telling their personal story. This time, everyone's timings just didn't work out. So what we're going to do is, you see on your schedule, at 10:45 to 11, we have a brunch break, and then we can just continue in the reflections. The personal reflections only come at the end. So just to understand what's going on there, and just take a look at your purple sheets, the upcoming events on both sides of the pages. There's lots of new things going on with Le'ela for all different ages, so you should take a look at it and come. What? Purple sheets? If you don't have, there's some also in the back over there. Reb Tim Pearl Burrow is going to come speak now. I just want to say I really have a schluss of just meeting Reb Tim Pearl Burrow like a few months ago when I started working here. But I'm very inspired by her. I really look to her as really such a role model to see someone who's been teaching for so many years and continues to go on and on and on, like the Energizer Bunny. She doesn't stop. She's always teaching more. She inspires so many women, and she's really just like an amazing role model, I think, to women. Yeah. I'm going to go downstairs and get some, if there's any more. If you like what you hear, so she teaches here, I think, 4 classes a week, right? So Monday, you can tell what they are. But